This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Poverty is a given in America, but why are there so many poor people here? And how do they get out of poverty? Simple questions, not so simple answers. We have dueling takes now from two experts on poverty in America. First up, Charles Murray of the Conservative American Enterprise Institute.
It's kind of a mystery that so many people who are physically able to work are still below the poverty line. The poverty line for a couple is $15,130, which you can make at a minimum wage job if you work full time. So personal responsibility, yeah, that has a role insofar as in a good job market, to be poor, if you are physically able, is a choice. Right now, the government subsidizes bad decisions. It masks the consequences of doing things at a young age that will blight the rest of your life. Here are the rules for not being in poverty. Finish high school. If you're a woman, don't have a baby if you don't have a husband. Get into the labor force and stay there. Used to be, if you were a male in this country, you worked or you looked for work. It was just socially unacceptable not to. That's changed. And that betokens a fundamental change in some basic American values. It has been taken as the new American creed, thou shalt not judge. And in the process of refusing to be judgmental, those in the upper middle class go merrily along in their lives, behaving by codes of behavior that work real well, but they will not say to anybody else, this is a good way to live your life, it's the right way to live your life. If you're a middle-class kid, if you're an upper-middle-class kid, mom and dad will rescue you. Does that mean that we should not hold the poor to the same standards? I'd say that, come on, why is it that middle-class and upper-middle-class kids have such much higher rates of getting into the labor market, such much lower rates of having babies without husbands? And the answer to that is that they have been told, this is the way you're supposed to live your life. Seems to me that what we need to do is a lot better job of getting the message across to kids from disadvantaged backgrounds. You know what? You don't have to be poor, but you do have to make the following decisions.
Charles Murray of the American Enterprise Institute. Now to Melissa Boteyek of the Liberal Center for American Progress on why people are poor and how they can move into the middle class.
Widening income inequality over the past 40 years has really meant that a lot of low-wage working families have been left out of the gains of economic growth. Another issue is that our societal institutions have not kept up with changes in the American family. So, for example, today, women are breadwinners or co-breadwinners in two-thirds of American families, but we don't have basic protections such as paid sick leave to care for a sick kid or access to affordable, quality child care, which is a barrier to work for a lot of people. The best ticket out of poverty is a good job. For working-age adults, people have a responsibility to be either looking for work or striving to support themselves. And then in turn, we have a responsibility to ensure that there are those opportunities to do that and that we're removing barriers to work. In the cases where people are children or seniors or people with a disability that would not allow them to work, we need to examine our system of work and income supports to make sure that everybody in our society can live with a modicum of dignity. I think the role of the government is to provide pathways to opportunity. There are people who are working full-time year-round who are still in poverty. And so I think it's really both and. It's not either personal responsibility or the government's job. It's both. One of the most important things to know is that, you know, poor people's needs and ambitions and desires are not different than those of the middle class. They want to have a secure home for their kids. They want their kids to get a first-class quality education. They want a job that pays living wages so that they can support their family. They're willing to work hard. They're willing to try and put in that personal responsibility. And we need to meet them halfway.
Melissa Boteyek of the Center for American Progress. Could you make it on less than $2,000 a month? Try out our poverty simulator at marketplace.org.